Oink, dude.
Once upon a time, there was a mother pig with three young pigs that have always been thought of as little, but in pig years, they were actually in their 20s and still living at home, in the basement, usually playing video games.
That about covers it.
You gonna let him talk about us that way, Ma?
He has a point.
It was time the growing pigs found their way in the world.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Thank you, narrator, for being willing to take the rap on that.
No.
I hate it when they make me the bad guy.
Yeah, it's probably time.
See you, boys. Keep in touch.
Welcome to Fable Distortions, Swine Triplets, and The Homewrecker, a production of Misfits Audio, and the 21st episode in a series dedicated to taking familiar and less familiar fables and setting them in a new time and location. In this case, the streets of Big City, 2 months ago.
Next!
What's up?
Welcome to the Mythical Animals Housing Division. Looking for a place to live?
Aw, yeah.
What's your budget look like?
Not good.
Got a job?
No.
Want a job?
Aw, no. Not if it interferes with my gaming career.
Career? Well, I think I have all I need. Check out this address. It's not much, but it's in your budget. Ask for Lenny. Don't expect much.
Thanks, dudette.
Yeah, yeah. Get a job. Oh, and watch out for strangers.
I'm new in town. Everyone's a stranger.
Good point. Remember, with your lack of income, it's not in the best neighborhood. Next.
I guess that's me.
What's your story?
First time in the city, no job, but looking. Probably part-time.
You must be so proud. Go to this address and ask for Lenny.
Thank you.
Lenny will cut you some slack, but you only got a week to get a job.
I'm on it.
Yeah, we'll see. Don't cross Lenny. He don't like freeloaders. Next!
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Well, aren't you a gentle pig?
Thanks.
Sure. Same questions. Budget, job.
I lined up a job when I arrived. Got my first check on Friday. And over the years, I've saved up enough for a modest deposit on a modest apartment.
How modest. Same guy, Lenny. Nicer place, better floor, appliances, utilities, and actual locks on the doors.
Is that important?
Not sure where you're from, but yeah. Oh, and Pig?
Yeah.
Be careful who you trust.
Who is it?
Landlord, where's the rent?
You need a job to pay the rent. Me? I got games.
Let me in, pig.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Come on, I'm your landlord.
Do you have an eviction notice?
Well, yeah.
Then I really don't want to answer the door.
Here you go, pig. The door doesn't have a lock.
Man, I gotta talk to the landlord. That really needs to get fixed.
Yeah, I'll put that on my to-do list. Now, if you'll follow me.
But dude, my game!
What about it? Just fill your trash bag with what you brought and hit the bricks. I might suggest a shower. You smell like sausage.
Man, things were easier back home on the farm.
You might try the shelter.
What's to stop me from coming back here when you leave?
I'm taking your advice and fixing the lock.
Dude, bro, you couldn't have done that yesterday?
In this case, procrastination has its perks.
Who is it?
Lenny, the landlord.
Really sorry, old chap. Got a call back on a job Friday. Should have the money soon.
Unless soon is today, then it's not soon enough. Could you let me in, please? So, do you have the money?
Look, I didn't have a bed, so I bought one.
Same with the TV, couch, and cappuccino machine? Got good taste.
Took one of those payday loans, you know. Got some of the things I needed for the place.
Have you ever heard about a budget?
My mother mentioned it once. The only thing I really do know is I need to work.
But you're not working, right?
That would be correct.
How did you get the loan anyway? You know, without an actual payday. Never mind. Gotta say, your time has run out, Pig.
I never thought this day would come.
Look, if it's any consolation, your game-playing brother is at the shelter. I'm sure there's room for you, too.
So I can't stay here?
Not a chance. I might let you store your stuff in a storage locker, and no, you can't live there.
How am I supposed to pay for these material goods?
I think you'll figure it out, or it will get repossessed.
Who is it?
Lenny the landlord, here for the rent.
Lenny?
Yeah, I know. Wolf. It can be a little troublesome for certain farm animals.
I was always told to be careful around wolves.
Yeah, I get it. Big teeth, wild reputation, huge appetite.
That does sound like a good description.
But it's not the real me, kid. I'm just here to collect the rent. I suppose it's
hard to refuse someone who looks like me.
True enough. Here's the rent.
Thanks. See you next month.
See you then.
Have you heard from your brothers lately?
No. Why?
I thought they might have been in touch.
What's wrong?
Well, your first brother never paid anything on his rent and was evicted. I sent him to the shelter until he could get things figured out.
I had no idea.
Your second brother took out a payday loan and bought stuff for his house, but never actually bothered to get a job. Last I heard, they were both at the shelter. They could probably use your involvement.
Just out of curiosity, why should I trust you?
Not sure what I'd have to gain by telling you where to find your brothers.
That is a puzzler.
Hey, just another tip. The shelter does provide budgeting classes. Maybe your brothers could sign up. There's no charge.
Not a bad idea.
No problem. Back in a month.
So, do you understand a budget now?
Yeah, something that reminds you of all the stuff you can't buy.
No, it's a plan that helps you track your spending, so you know what you spend and how to make the best use of your income.
Sounds like someone was listening.
Who is it?
Lenny, the landlord.
Don't let him in. He's the guy that evicted us.
And why did he evict you?
He hates video games.
Not true. I'm actually a big CSGO fan. Could somebody open the door?
I have it on good authority that he's a wolf.
That is true. Rehabilitated. More interested in property management these days.
Vegetarian?
Just here for the rent, fellas. Thanks. Didn't want to have to go all huff and puff on you.
You do that?
Usually a last resort sort of thing. I never mean it. You know, laws and stuff.
Yeah, right.
By the way, heard you fellas were having trouble with the shower drain.
Weird, right? Pigs don't really have a lot of hair.
Well, a St. Bernard had this place last, so...
That would explain it.
Say, don't mind me. I'll just take a quick look and get out of your hair. Hair, get it? Little pig, little pig, let me in. La, 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 la.
This is just me getting all anxious as the wolf hangs out in the bathroom.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Terry from the Mythical Animals Housing Division.
Yeah, you were the one who helped me get my place.
That's right. Good memory. I understand your brothers are now living with you.
Yeah, it was the easiest way to take care of things while they look for a job. Didn't want to see them in the shelter.
That's nice. You must be so proud.
I guess.
Listen, you haven't seen Lenny lately, have you?
He's here right now. Just collected the rent, working on a drain problem.
Really?
What's wrong?
Can't really say more.
Yeah.
Be careful who you trust. If you think it's needed, we could meet. I'm sure I could find you more suitable living arrangements.
Is that bad?
He's a card-carrying member of the Wolf Clan, you know.
Thanks, Terry.
Sure. What are friends for?
We break from our regularly scheduled Fable Distortion for this exciting announcement. Have you ever wished there was more time in the day to get things done?
Yes!
Do you like audio drama?
Yes!
If you answered yes to any of these questions, the Melvin Hood Speed Hearing Course may be just what you need. Imagine your daily commute. Not enough time for an audio drama, right?
Yes.
Wrong.
Yay!
Once you learn to speed listen, you'll be able to listen to 3 audio dramas, an audiobook, newscast, and several commercials. And that's just in the first block. Take this recent audio drama from Misfits Audio. It was originally over 20 minutes long. With the help of Melvin Hood's speed hearing, you can finish the audio drama in a fraction of the time. As an introductory offer, we'd like you to hear what that sounds like. Amaze your friends and confuse your dogs. When you get hooked on gibberish, Melvin Hood speed hearing, you get out what you put in. That's why this offer costs nothing. We now return to a critical point in today's audio drama. In regular time, Swine Triplets and the Homewrecker. Hello?
Let me guess. Is this Pig too?
Mother?
I wasn't really sure I dialed the right number.
Let me guess. Lost your glasses again?
For a fact, I did. Say, did you boys move?
Oh, really sorry, Mother. We had to leave pretty quickly. But we're settled in the new place now. Rent's a little higher, but...
Could I get your new address?
Oh, sure. 725 and a half Fable Distortion Lane. L-A-N-E. Wait, how did you know we moved?
Well, one deeply voiced friend's dropped by because he's also been trying to get in touch.
Friend?
Yeah, he said he met you the first day you arrived in Big City.
Lenny.
It's time to settle accounts. I'm dropping by when I get back to town. You better be there.
Lenny, the wolf.
Yes, it's been established early and often.
How did you find our mother?
She sent you a postcard at your old address. I just tracked her address back to Pigpen Place.
Maybe we'll just move again.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. I'd just find you again. See you soon, Pig.
Am I glad you're home?
What's wrong?
Lenny called from Mother's place. He knows where we live.
Are we ever gonna get away from him?
Away from who?
Lenny.
He knows where we live?
It would seem so.
You can see my face right now. I'm totally freaked out!
I just got off the phone with Mother a few minutes ago. It couldn't be him yet.
Who is it?
Terry.
Oh.
Just here for the rent.
Got it. It's all there.
I kinda doubt it.
It's the amount we agreed upon last month when you showed the place to us.
Yeah, well, inflation and all. It's 200 more this month.
200? That's more than I earn a month. But I don't really work much.
I can give you until tomorrow, but that will mean a $100 late fee.
Are you kidding me?
Do I look like I kid?
Now that you mention it.
That's probably my associate. I bring him along in non-payment situations.
Lenny, how did you get here so fast?
Took the bus. Don't tell me you boys walked all the way to Big City.
It was like a negative cash flow issue, man.
Sounds familiar.
Terry, is this one of your rentals?
Yeah, I gave the boys a good deal when they decided they didn't want to rent from you anymore.
By the way, what's up with that? I mean, I gave you a good deal and was willing to make repairs.
No offense intended, but she told us that you are a card-carrying member. of the Wolf Clan?
Of course I am. I'm a wolf.
Most wolves like ham sandwiches. And most ham sandwiches are made with all relatives.
Yeah, I get the picture.
And she told us to be careful who we trust.
Who? Me? I.
I should have known.
What exactly do you mean by that cryptic remark?
It's not the first time she's taken my renters.
I'm confused. But then again, I haven't really been listening very well.
Yeah, I know. Video games.
Right on.
Okay, here's how it works. And correct me if I'm wrong, Terry. She works at the Mythical Animals Housing Division. She knows she can't solicit tenants for her own apartments, so she sends them to me.
Why would she do that?
I have the lowest prices in town, but few give me a chance because, well, I'm a wolf. She instills a little fear.
Like when she said,
"Be careful who you trust."
Dude, she says that a lot.
I know. Even when I try to do the right thing, nobody trusts me.
That's when she steps in and offers us one of her apartments.
At twice the price.
A girl's gotta make a living.
I never figured her for a bad guy.
Yeah, considering she's a girl.
So why did you call me from Mother's place?
Well, you guys left everything at the other apartment. You didn't leave a forwarding address, and I needed to return your deposit.
How much would you charge for rent, say, if we were to come back?
The same as when you left, and all your stuff is still there.
Hey, you can't just come in here and take my tenants. I have rights, you know.
She huffed and puffed as the three pigs followed the Honorable Wolf back to their apartment, where everything was just as they left it, except the drain was no longer clogged. The pigs learned that Terry's advice was actually true.
Be careful who you trust.
The only real problem was the three pigs trusted the wrong individual, who is now spending plenty of time thinking about her role in defrauding renters and giving a good wolf a bad name. Giving trust is never easy, but life is always better when you find the right people to trust. And oddly enough, that's just what the pigs did. You've been listening to Fable Distortions, Episode 21, Swine Triplets and the Homewrecker. We'd like to thank the Fable Distortion players. Tom Chalker as Lenny. Delvin Kinzer as Pig 3. Katie Daynert as Mama Pig and Terry. Glenn Haskell as Pig 2. Ryan Haskell as Pig 1. And Dan Preston as narrator. Swine Triplets and the Homewrecker was written and produced by Glenn Haskell and was based upon the time-honored tale, The Three Little Pigs. Executive producer and webmaster, Captain John Tatterzak. Theme music by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. Art director, Santa Paul. This story is presented for your amusement and pleasure, and characters are fictitious. Any similarities to an actual human or farm creature was unintended. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Dan Preston. This is an original production by Misfits Audio. Copyright 2016. All rights reserved.
Hi, this is Fable Distortion series creator Glenn Haskell. And from time to time, I like to let you have a behind-the-scenes look at some of the folks that are involved in this series. Today, we take a look at my son, Ryan Haskell, who's been a part of multiple episodes and even dates back to when his voice hadn't changed. What you're going to hear is just a very small sample of about a 20-minute interview I had with Ryan, just to let him speak a little bit about what he's enjoyed about the series and maybe some of his favorite moments. Ryan?
I really enjoyed being the special guest of Nacho Man because I kind of created that character. At that point, I was just like, I love saying nachos for some reason, so I convinced you to allow me to just be like,
"It appears you've saved my life, Nacho Man."
And so doing that kind of thing, it was just like, dude, that's awesome. When I was a little younger, I bought a wolf. It's not like a Beanie Baby kind of, it's kind of like that, but it had like giant eyes and I didn't know what to name it. And since I was younger, I was like, I gotta name this thing, you know? And so then I eventually called it Snowbite. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Oh, hey, I have an idea.
Each morning I would ask Crystal Basin at my feet, "Who's the most cunning one you meet?" For years, it always gave my name as an answer. Last week it said that you were nearly as cunning.
So that's why you took my family?
I was mad. But I was wrong.
There have been a lot of great memories I've had from, like, just doing audio drama and...
Yeah, tell one joke and the world goes stock raving mad.
Order. Order in the court.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, you better get going.
I was cheated. I was robbed. I was hoodwinked.
When the rain stops and the sun comes out...
The spider climbs again?
Yeah.
You have a keen sense of observation, son.
Thanks, Dad.